Let me repeat that. I like sports, you like sports. But if playing the sports is going to keep me away from remembering my precious Savior, it is not legitimate anymore. It became worldly. And you have to be very careful with these little foxes, you know. They are little foxes. Little foxes is something that is sneaky, that you don't feel it right away, but you start compromising this and compromising that. And what's wrong with that? Only one game, only this, only that. You lost it. You lost it. Legitimate things could become worldly. The second thing, you will become in bondage. You know what's sad? It's not that you start missing one Sunday. You become so much in bondage with these legitimate things that it's not like anymore you missed one Sunday. It's not anymore you missed one prayer meeting. It is not anymore that you missed a conference. You know what happens when you become in bondage? There's no more meetings. There's no more fellowship. There's no more young people. Why? Because that legitimate thing that God has given to us, where we have to receive it with thanksgiving. But in all things, Christ have to have the preeminence. When you lose the place of Christ in your life, things will become worldly and things will take hold of you. Trust me. You'll become under the bondage of it. And don't think that you will not become under the bondage of it. There are certain things in this world, if we don't test them and if we don't put Christ first, they are very addictive to take us and bring us under bondage. And dear young brethren, young brothers and young sisters and older ones, we have to give Christ His rightful place. And if Christ in His rightful place, you know what Paul told Timothy when he was talking, well, speak to the rich. You know, he says, God has given us all things to enjoy. God gave us a lot of things in this world to enjoy. But don't let these things take the place of the giver Himself. Enjoy them in the light that Christ is still the preeminent one in my life. And when they become worldly, you will become under the bondage of it. You know what they turn? He says, don't be afraid from the gods of the Amorites. You know what happens in the book of Judges chapter 3? Well, I want to dwell someplace. I want to live. So what's wrong with living with unbelievers? What's wrong? That's what happened in chapter 3. They start dwelling amongst the Amorites and the Canaanites. They start dwelling. Well, what's wrong with dwelling? What's wrong with having fellowship with unbelievers? What's wrong? Just, we're having a meal. We're having, what's wrong? Well, you know, the people of God in Judges chapter 3, they start, the little foxes, they start dwelling with them. They start fellowshipping with them. Well, you know, it's legitimate. I need to live, you know. I need to have a piece of land. And then they start marrying their daughters and giving sons to be married to them. You know what was the end result? And they start worshiping their Baal. They start worshiping their gods. And dear brethren, the legitimate things that God has given us, if we don't put them in the rightful place, and if we don't cause Christ to be the preeminent in my life, these legitimate things, they will become worldly. They will bring me under bondage. And at the end of the journey, they will be my idols. And the Bible tells me, flee from idolatry. So what is the solution? The Lord Himself. That's the only solution. There's no equations in the scripture. You know what? If you do this and if you do that, you have a choice. I will write it down with the marker. There's nothing like that. There's only one remedy for everything. And that remedy is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. He comes to Gideon. And I want to close with this. You know, Gideon was a young man, like many other young men. And I want to tell the young brothers and the young sisters this evening, I don't buy it for a moment that I am too young. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. You know what, when the Lord came to Jeremiah, He told him, you know what? He told him almost the same words. He spoke about His might. He spoke that He is a capable one that the Lord has prepared to serve Him. But you know what Jeremiah said? He said, but I am a child. I am a child. You know what the Lord responded to him? Say no more that you are a child. Look, I am not one who goes along with this line. Well, the reason I don't take part, or the reason I don't participate, or the reason I don't give a word of thanks, or a word of praise, or the reason I don't take my place in the midst of the local testimony, well, I am too young, I'm a child. Well, listen, the mighty men of David were not children, although they were very young, you know. The mighty men of David were very, very young. But in the scripture, they were called the mighty men of David. And young brother and young sister, God is not looking for children. He loves the children. I don't mean it in this negative way. But God is looking for those where he had put them in a position. If God sees Gideon as a mighty, then he's going to equip him to act like a mighty person. And David said, thy gentleness had made me what? Had made me great. Brethren, we are in a position to serve the Lord, not because we are so wonderful, we're not. But it is the gentleness and the grace of God that caused you and caused me to know Christ. But God is looking for the Gideons. God is looking for the brothers and sisters who will stand strong for Christ in these last and closing days. Don't go to your local testimony and point fingers at the individual. You know, it was so easy that Gideon said, well, what happened? Our fathers told us about the miracles. Well, listen, God will not act the same in every dispensation. God has made you to be in the 21st century. He made you to be, or he created you, or he brought you into this world in this time. You know why? Because he wants to use you in this time. He wants you to take your part in this century. He wants you to be a great asset to your local testimony. And you know how wonderful it is that the fathers told him about the miracles. I would personally would have preferred that the fathers would have told him about Jehovah himself. It's nice to tell about the wondrous and what God has done. But what a greater thing to tell the young people about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for you and for me on Calvary's cross. So I'm going to challenge you, when you go to your local testimony, act. Act in the way that God has in mind for you to act. Behave like a man, like a woman. And read the words that Jehovah told Jeremiah. Don't say no more, you are a child. If God wants to use you, he will equip you with whatever you need. So when you go to your local testimony, I trust that you'll be a great asset. You'll be a great help. You will not be one who will whine and complain about every single thing. But you, and you, and you, and you, and you will be those that will face the enemy by the gate and will not be ashamed. You know why? Because in the sight of God, you are mighty. Why? It's only his grace. So may the Lord help us to be as Gideon and to know that Christ should always be the preeminent one for his name's sake.